WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The French conductor Pierre Boulez is making one of his increasingly rare visits to America this week. He's giving three 20th century music concerts in New York, two with his French chamber group, and one with his old orchestra, the New York Philharmonic. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a recording he's just discovered of Boulez conducting Stravinsky.
CBS Masterworks is a sneaky company. When they reissued Pierre Boulez's great recording with the New York Philharmonic of Stravinsky's The Firebird on CD, they added a piece that wasn't on the original 1975 LP, a performance that had never been previously issued. It's The Song of the Nightingale, not one of Stravinsky's most famous works or one of his greatest, nevertheless a delightful, colorful piece. A conductor like Boulez, who loves it and who has a great ear for pacing and detail, can make it glow. And it has a fascinating history. In 1908, Stravinsky began work on a short fairy tale opera called The Nightingale, based on Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor and the Nightingale. Stravinsky completed the first act by the summer of 1909, but he interrupted his work on it when Serge Diaghilev, the famous impresario of the Ballet Russe, commissioned The Firebird, and then, immediately afterwards, Petrushka and The Rite of Spring. In 1913, another commission led Stravinsky back to the opera. But he was nervous about returning to an earlier work after such radical changes in his style. He was no longer merely a talented pupil of Rimsky-Korsakov. He had become a 20th century composer. He had become Stravinsky. When this commission fell through, Diaghilev came to the rescue. He produced The Nightingale at the Paris Opera in 1914. Years later, Diaghilev suggested reworking the opera as a ballet. Stravinsky still felt insecure about it and had been thinking about turning the music he wrote for the second and third acts into a symphonic poem, that is, using only the music he composed after The Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. This became The Song of the Nightingale, which Stravinsky completed in 1917, but which wasn't performed for almost two more years. A 1920 ballet version with choreography by Leonid Massine and exotic decor by Henri Matisse flopped. 5 years later, it was revised by a young choreographer named George Balanchine in his first major assignment for the Ballet Russe.
Thank you.
The 20-minute score consists of an introduction and three uninterrupted sections: the fete in the Emperor of China's palace, the two nightingales, and illness and recovery of the emperor. Probably its loose structure, its splashy post-impressionist colors, and its obvious Chinese effects have kept it in the shadows of the preceding masterpieces. But then, what wouldn't they overshadow? Still, The Song of the Nightingale has its own special blend of sinister and melancholy comedy that Boulez elegantly balances with its youthful rapture. Stravinsky's quiet hints that under a gilded surface, his score is really telling the story of how art and music can melt the icy heart of death. Stravinsky himself never recorded The Song of the Nightingale, so this lost Boulez recording is not only dazzling, but definitive.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a CBS recording of Pierre Boulez and the New York Philharmonic performing Stravinsky's The Song of the Nightingale. This is Fresh Air.